Om Shanti.
Good morning. It was a lovely welcome program yesterday. And I was just seeing how really Baba has so much love for the double foreigners. So much love, yeah. And the dadis. Because Baba always used to say that when double foreigners come, it's like the decoration of Madhuban. Every month there's some foreigners or another. But especially I've seen that when it's the foreign season, Dadi used to really, really eagerly await for that moment. All the Dadis, in fact, but Dadi Janki in particular. Because I've had the great opportunity and fortune of being with Dadi, physically living with her for the past 37 years, but prior to that, 40 years that I used to go and stay in the center every weekend. So I would say basically 40 years my connection, deep, deep connection with Dadi Janki, and how wonderful it is coincided today that Baba's remembering Dadi Janki, isn't it? So that was lovely that Baba's remembering her. And I think she was the most accurate Dadi that the foreigners would have had. Out of all the Dadis, each one's got their speciality, and I also had the fortune of having deep connection with all of them actually. Dadi Kumaka, Dadi Prakashmani, so Dadi Kumaka, Chandramani Dadi, because Om Shanti, Donna, my old friend Donna. Great. Why that happened was because each Dadis had come to London, and myself staying with Dadi Janki, obviously, they would be staying where Dadi Janki stayed, which was in Baba Bhavan. I don't know if any of you have been to London or seen it. Who's been to London? You've been? Yes. Okay. So London was, Dadi stayed in Tennyson Road in the beginning in 1974. Thereafter, as service grew, they had to get another place, which was Baba Bhavan. And so, after Tennyson Road, it was Baba Bhavan that all the classes there were taking place. And the Dadis used to come there. And being a young Kumari, Dadi used to say to me, "You have to look after Chandramani Dadi, and you have to look after that Dadi." So physically, taking care of them, seeing to their needs, attending to them, and so that close bond was there. So when I used to come to Madhuban, there was instant recognition that this is Dadi Janki's Kumari. So that was a very, very great fortune of having that close connection with them. But with Dadi in particular, when I was staying with her, She was very, very independent. Donna would know. Very, very independent. She would do everything independently, rarely taking help. And so I used to see, like, you know, all the things that she was doing, meeting people and all of that. And when I first attended, when I first started staying in the center, the first lesson that Daddy taught me was that because it was like now the international headquarters, so lots of activities were happening, and Daddy was going out to other countries and sowing the seeds there, and many Brahmins started to emerge, and those Brahmins were then invited to Baba Bhavan for sustenance. And they were then forced, infused with so much power, so much love, so much strength, that those souls then went back to their countries to run the center. That's how much Daddy gave sustenance to these souls that were coming from different parts of the world, whether it was Europe, whether it was Asia, whether it was Africa, from everywhere. And although Baba Bhavan was a very small place, she then started to have little bhavans, so they're quiet little houses where they would name the bhavans like Pavitra Bhavan, Baba Bhavan, Shanti Bhavan, Shakti Bhavan, so Brother's Place. So all these places, it was Daddy who created all of that. And the amount of sustenance that these souls were getting, that she also used to invite all these people to Baba Bhavan for Amrit Vela. Now, foreigners are well known for their disciplined life, and that is because of Daddy's Janki's teachings and discipline that she herself did, and we saw and followed that. But she also invited everyone to Baba Bhavan. So it's like jam-packed, this little room used to be jam-packed with all these guests that used to come for Amrit Vela. And such a powerful atmosphere that was created at that time. So what I had seen, that the amount of sustenance that Daddy was giving, these souls became Pakka Pakka Brahmins. And Daddy then started to teach these souls that how Amrit Vela was the foundation of our Brahmin life. And even up until today, for myself, I would say that it's this Amrit Vela that is really helping the soul, that strong foundation, to move on in life and to move ahead. And these souls that used to come, and then Daddy saying that how also the Murali class, how that was so important. And Daddy actually created another system. One was to have Murali 6 o'clock in the morning, because in those days, even in Madhuban, Murali's in the 80s I'm talking about, Murali's used to be at 6:30, not 7. 7 o'clock they started very much later, when the Dadi started to become older, frail, health issues. That's when the 7 o'clock Murali, then they had pushed it back for 7 o'clock. Otherwise the Muralis were all at 6:30, even in London. And one system that that he started was, even for the London Nivasis, that if you are unable to come for the 6:30 morally because of work situation, then Murli will be read at 4:45, just after Amrit Vela. And each sister who was living in the bhavan used to take turns. There used to be just a handful, but a good practice to have this class at that time to share, to read the Murli to them. And this system then Dadi created when she moved, 2007, when she moved back to India, Dadi said, okay, because in India, 4:45, 5 o'clock, 5:30, they start making breakfast, because in Shantivan, hundreds and thousands would be coming, and when would they have time to attend Murli, 6:30 or 7? So this system again Dadi started in India, that the Murli should be read at 4:45. So even if you see now, there are thousands that listen to the Murli just after Amrit Vela, and Sister Devi is one of them. Sister Devi has been living with me for the past 8 years, and she is one of the sisters who also read Murli after Amrit Vela to a group of souls. It's a big group. So just see how much Dadi's attention and nurturing there was, that she's taking care of each one's well-being and spiritual upliftment, that nobody should miss the Murli. When Dadi asked the souls, the sevadaris, who were preparing for breakfast, when do you listen to the Murli? And they would say, but Dadi, we listen to the Murli from the speakers, the sound box. Or we would look at the TV that was in front of us and listen to the Murli from there. And Dadi did not like that. Dadi would say, no, that is not right. We should listen to the Murli directly from the instrument who was reading it. So can you imagine the amount of attention that was there for each person's individual upliftment? So going back to London, so this is the system that Dadi started to create. And what I've witnessed from Dadi, no matter how sick she was, like in when she moved back to India, her health issues was going down and down, and she was in the hundreds and 101, 102, 100, and we used to say to Dadi, Dadi, but why don't you just have Amrit Vela in the bedroom? Yeah? Because the sofa's there. You don't have to go to the sitting room. She used to say, no, take me to the sitting room. But why, Dadi? The sofa's here. Just sit here and have your Amrit Vela. It's just a matter of remembering God, isn't it? This is our thought. But then the thing that Dadi used to say, that no, this bed will pull me. Yeah? Then the bed would pull me. I would want to go and jump into my bed. So no, you take me to the sitting room. And then, okay, so we'll take you to the sitting room. Dadi used to say, okay, now, you get me ready. But why, Dadi? Nobody's going to be coming. Why do we need to dress you, you know, in her proper outfit? And do you know what she said? She said, if I just go like this and sit, then people who would have vision, they would be confused. Who's this person? They would be confused. So can you see the highest consciousness with which she was sitting there with? Yeah? And what do we do at the present moment? If we are at home, we would just sit in an IT, we just sit as we just jump out of bed and just sit there. And, okay, we sit and remember Baba. It's just a matter of remembering. But is that the correct way? Is that the correct way? And so when we're in the gathering, yes, we make that effort into getting ourselves ready, and it's to create that powerful vibration atmosphere within the environment that we're in, so that, you know, who is it that we are about to meet? That consciousness, the highest consciousness with which we have to sit and connect ourselves. And if we, I mean, I've noticed, like, with my personal experience, that if we were just to get out of bed and just sit, then are we that fresh? Would we be able to really pull our thoughts towards Baba? Connect our thoughts towards Baba? Would we be able to do that? What do you think? No? Not very well. Because all the time that sleep will be, we'll be in that sleeping mode, and that's what's going to be pulling. Yeah? So, little attention. You know, sometimes we feel that, you know, we have to make such big efforts, and Baba didn't like that. Baba didn't like us making efforts. And, you know, if we pay attention to the minute things, then that is really something. Because big efforts, you know, we feel that we have to make, we have to go to Baba's room, remember Baba 8 hours. Yeah? Isn't that? We think that's the full effort that we have to make. That we have to sit in yoga for 8 hours, 12 hours. Can we do that? No. So the real effort is paying attention to these little things. Yeah? Now today Baba was talking about personality. Yeah? There's royalty and purity. So Daddy always spoke about the 5 virtues. And the very first virtue that she spoke about was purity. Purity in our actions. When there's purity in our actions, then royalty is being seen. Yeah? There's royalty that's been seen. And purity in our action is when Daddy used to pull our ears, when he used to laugh loudly, speak loudly. Yeah? When she used to feel that these two people are speaking, you know, wasteful things, then again she would pull our attention. So she wanted to create a proper image in us. She wanted to create this idol, because we are the ones who would then become worthy of worship. Yeah? So that purity in our every word, how we speak, how we see, what we listen to. Purity. So do we have to check to what extent we can feel that purity within us. We are the only ones, like when we come to Madhuban. Madhuban's like the hall of mirrors where we can see to what extent we have purity within us. And we have to change that. Yeah? We come to Madhuban to infuse that power, to bring that purity within our souls. Isn't it? We want to bring that change within our lives, so that when we go back, we go back much stronger. And so Baba says that we have to wear this crown of purity with pride, that crown of light. Am I wearing this crown of light, or do I take it off constantly? To what extent am I wearing my crown of light? So during the day, this practice of wearing this crown of light, and just to see to what extent is there purity within myself. The whole basis of my Brahman life is based on purity. The way we see, the way we speak. And again, Dadi would pull our ears. Again, she was like, Donna would know, she was like a sculpture, you know. We're like a stone there, and creating an image out of that stone. Chiseling away, chiseling away, chiseling away. Her fingers always used to be like that. Do you remember? But sometimes there was feeling of hurt, that why is Dadi saying this to me, or why is Dadi always pointing a finger at me, or people used to feel. But she wanted to make the best of us. A beautiful image, a beautiful idol of, yeah? So she, and Dadi used to always say that when an idol is put into a temple, there shouldn't be any bit which is dented. Otherwise, it's not worthy to be worshipped. They would not have that in a temple. But we have to be that perfect idol in the temple. And so this is why Dadi was chiseling. She was like a mother, but also a sculpture. Chiseling away. And sometimes we used to say to her, Dadi, why don't you put your chisel away? And maybe we will become that perfect image that you want. Yeah? And really, it's really, really up to us to how much we want to change. How much we want to be that perfect image. And even in class, when we used to sit in class, Dadi was a strict teacher. Yeah? And if we were to even little bit whisper to each other, Dadi would say, what are you doing? Where is your attention? Where are you looking at? And somebody would be walking through the door, and our heads used to all turn, and Dadi would say, where is your attention? Yeah? So little things like this, we have to pay attention. Or somebody's in front of us are sleeping, nodding, dozing, and this is the attention that we have to keep. What is it to us? Let them sleep. I'm losing out because I'm looking at another person. I have to be totally focused on what Baba is saying, the Murali. So it's this attention, very focused. And so when I started living with Dadi, she taught us to be very focused on the service that you're doing and the task that you're doing. And it's only then that whatever you're doing is done very accurately. Sometimes something would happen and things would go wrong, and Dadi used to say, where is your intellect at? You're not connected. So these things, like just paying attention, being very focused, and even when I used to be on the stage, I used to see like 25,000 people, 20,000 people. My focus was just on Dadi. and her health. That's how focused I was. To just see. And so, because I used to watch her being very focused with Baba, her connection with Baba, that nothing was in between. And this is why souls were able, who were ever used to come in front of her, were able to take some power away with them. They were able to take the strength away with them. Because she used to connect the person to Baba. I've never ever seen her draw anyone closer to her, but say, we have to remember that one, remember one. Another thing that Daddy was Eknami, Eknami. Remember only the one. We remember many, and then what happens? There's like a spaghetti junction within my head. Yeah? Lots of things going wrong, this way, that way. But being focused, we can concentrate on what we're doing. Economy. We have to use our words economically. Recently, Baba was talking about the Murali and saying where people speak, you know, 15 words, you have to speak in essence. You don't have to speak that much. Just speak in essence. And so economy, when Daddy used to speak about being economy, it wasn't just about the physical money expenditure, but how we use our words and our thoughts and our actions. Even our thoughts. Why did the Dadis create the system of a traffic control? It's to remind us again and again, where are my thoughts diverting to? And to have that moment of silence. And Big Daddy, Daddy Prakashmani, she created this system again. We already had traffic control. But this 1 minute of silence again, it was Daddy Prakashmani who started that system. And how good that system had been, that again, just for 1 minute, to just stop and think, what are you thinking? Daddy used to always say, don't think. And souls used to say, well, how is it possible not to think? But it was what to think. Not how much you think, but what to think. And when to think. So these were like little things that her teachings brought us this far. So I was very fortunate to have had her teachings, the highest teachings we can get from the Dadis. Anybody wants to ask anything? What I have also used. Yeah. So, when Dadi left, I had to change within myself, you know, from here to here. Because now it was Daddy first meeting souls, parties, you know, who used to come, groups and groups that used to come. And when she left, suddenly these groups who used to come, now I had to change my consciousness drastically, because first, you know, there was lots of feelings in there that, oh, but Daddy is not well and they should just take totally quickly and leave and all of that thing, you know? And suddenly I said, but whichever soul came in front of her, however many came in front of her, the quality with which Daddy served these souls, whoever it was, whether it was Sevadaris, whoever. Now I have to change my consciousness that I have to give that feeling to them, as if when Dadi was giving, she was taking power from Baba and giving to them. She was like the medium instrument. Now I have to do the same, that people take away that same bhavna, the same feeling, because they're coming with that feeling that we want to sit in Dadi's room, we want to take away that vibrations that Dadi's left behind, and so equally I have to give that same feeling that Dadi used to give. And really, when that started happening, because one thing that Dadi always taught me, that okay, in Hindi there's a word that, there are words that rhyme, Bhashan. Bhashan is the one who gives lectures, who gives classes. And Bhasna is to give feelings. So what Dadi used to say, that okay, so you don't know how to give bhashan, lectures or give classes. What you can do is give bhasna. And so I said, okay. So that is one thing that I put in, now it's been 4 years, putting practically into my life, that I have to give feelings to these people. They have not seen Dadi. They have not lived with Dadi. They have not felt Dadi's vibration. So I have to give in the same way. And really, souls, when they're coming, they're taking that love, they're taking that vibrations away with them. And I think that's really, really helped me. That whoever Dadi used to sit and meet, her level of thinking was just here. Not that this one's like this. Even having known each soul's, you know, she knew of their background, she knew of their person's personality, but her level of thinking was always here. And so when souls come now, I have to also keep my level of thinking up here. Whoever it is, not to see who they are, what they are, but to give that same feeling. And this is my practical feeling, what I'm learning now. Sorry?
Has it really been 4 years already?
It's been 4 years, yeah.
Like yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, my day-to-day life, as I'm moving on, a lot of the teachings, you know, I put into practical life. How I have to be, how I have to connect. Because that is one thing that he said, that whoever walks through that door, you know, they walk into a temple, this is a temple, and it's a sacred place where everybody wants to come and experience. Because now where are they going to go? All the Dadis have left. So they go to all the memorials, they go to the place where they used to stay. And so being the instrument there, we have to give the equal amount to these people.
So I was just saying that, you know how you shared, like how Dadi had that equal vision and highest vision for everybody. It just reminded me, so last year I had an opportunity to be in Global Cooperation House for a few days. And it was like such a beautiful and interesting experience that when as soon as I was there, and I didn't realize that, should I use this mic now? Yeah, so like, automatically, I didn't notice it immediately, but after probably 2-3 days, I was like, I had like very naturally equal vision for everybody. And it was like so natural. One thing is like you make some effort And one thing is feeling that natural feeling. So I was very naturally feeling that for everybody. And when I noticed it, I'm like, this is different. Like, this is good different. And then one sister later, she told me that, and just through some conversation, then she said, oh, this is how, you know, Dadi was, and she used to have equal vision for everything. And I was like, that's it. Even today, those vibrations are there. And like, I mean, we transform ourselves in those vibrations. So that was very powerful. I just wanted to share
Thank
that.
You. Lovely. One of the things that I had to really, really teach myself, and over the years being with Dadi, because so many people used to come to Dadi with problems, you know, their personal lives, you know, and everybody wanted to meet her. So she used to give appointments, time to those people. And so what used to happen was that some people, like, she was meeting, and my thought was the person's been there now for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, they're wasting so much of Daddy's time. Daddy hasn't had breakfast, she's not so well. And, you know, like, the thoughts towards that person. And then, you know, every time this used to happen, and, you know, waste thoughts that, you know, this person keeps coming again and again with the same problem. But yet, that is still, like, you know, not feeling that this person's coming to me again, and I'm feeling it. That's, you know, she's just wasting Daddy's time. She's coming again and again with the same problem. She's not going to change. But Daddy never had that thought. Daddy never had that vision towards that person. And she would still embrace that person as she's coming for the first time. And I'm going, you know, like, who's this? And this used to happen again and again. And I thought, you know, I have to change my consciousness. I have to change my vision. And really, a time came, and this took me a few years. It didn't come suddenly, that I had to really develop this patience within myself, which I didn't have, you know, of having to wait. Daddy wasn't hurried, you know, in a hurry to have a breakfast or meal, whatever. Because Daddy was saying, like, where are these people going to go if they don't come to me? After all, it's Baba's child. They need help. And you know that merciful nature and that compassion that was seen. And I thought, I have to really change. And then over the years, slowly, slowly, this patience started coming with me. And then a time came when I felt that I am really putting obstacle in Daddy's service, in the service that Daddy is doing. Because Baba is using Daddy as an instrument to give that soul whatever power and strength that person needs. Yeah? And that soul then going away with that, you know, whatever it needed. And so I had to really, really consciously change my feelings, my thought in that sense. That so even now, like, I thought, I mustn't think about this one, you know? So again and again, it comes back again, but then you're pulling, it's like elastic band, you know? You draw away from that, but it pulls you back. You draw away from that and pulls you back. That thought again and again, but just finish it. And so just to have your thought, you know, rise above that situation, that problem, and then, you know, this feeling of happiness, and just that gratitude And thanks to Baba for helping me that one step, putting me that one step up, isn't it? So every day we have to do that. Just love and gratitude that, okay, today I've come one step up. Another day, one step up, one day. So that's the present effort. Anybody wants to share? Do you want to share? You've met personally, Daddy. You want to share something? Something that really strikes. Would you like to share?
Baby days in Oxford. And so I was staying there and for the weekend, because that's what I used to do. I used to work and then go there and stay on weekends. And I was down by where the reception desk was, and I noticed Daddy was walking out for a walk on her own, and I didn't see anyone with her. So I panicked, and I tried to find the person that was at the desk, which I don't remember who it was. And they said, well, go chase her. And I said, are you serious? And so she said, yes. I said, okay. So then by the time I got to her, I was huffing and puffing because she was way down into the, in the back. And so I finally caught up with her, and she turned around to me. She knew I was behind her. Like, she knew I was going to come after her. I felt that. But I came after her, and she turned around to me, and she puts her hand out. She didn't say a word. She gave me her hand.
Lovely.
I took her hand. I didn't ask questions. And I just went there with her. And it was the most powerful walk. And it was just like everything else was forgotten. I stopped panicking. But when she first, went out there, I panicked. I didn't know what to do.
She often did that. She took...
I didn't know that.
...person's hand. And it was an excuse for her. Sometimes she would say, by name, okay, tell the sister to come with me for a walk. And whatever Daddy wanted to correct that person, during her walk, she would do that surgery. She would infuse, that power in that person, okay, with a lot of love, so that that person then realizes where they need to bring change. So a lot of things, yeah.
Yeah, she led me with her hand. No words. It was strictly yoga. And
yeah.
It was like everywhere I had a turn, I felt her pulling me.
Yeah.
I just followed. I just let go and followed.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Great experience.
Lovely. So I don't know if you've been to Shantivan. You've been to Shantivan? So there's all the memorials there. And when Daddy left, it was like full COVID period. And at that moment, I myself wasn't sure, because I thought my world's fallen apart, my drama's finished, my role's finished, and I was feeling like, what am I going to be doing now? And one thing that Daddy wanted me to do was to stay in Madhuban. And I used to say, but what will I be doing here? Because I can't give classes, I can't give lectures, I can't read Hindi Murali. So what would I be doing here? So Daddy would say, all you have to do is give feeling, basna. And when I started to stay there, because Daddy's last rite was in near the conference hall. So just see how many doors started to open, and creating a memorial for her, and just thinking that, okay, if you want to create a memorial, there has to be something of Daddy's teachings. And so, all the concept was put into that, the pillars, the star, and it was all what was in her life. Like the star also looks like a book page, and she's always been a student all her life, right till the very end. You know, 104, very much, you know, she loved reading, she magazines, books, moralies, everything. And she did that right till the end. She was very, very aware, conscious. So I thought the memorial had to have her teachings in there. And Dadi always spoke about the eight powers and the eight shaktis. So the benches, you know, with one power each. So all that was created. And then bhatti. I never did bhatti in my life. Never sat in a bhatti or never conducted a bhatti. And so in Shantivan, what do they do? Is COVID period? What will everybody do? And there was like 1,000, you know, surrendered brothers and sisters there. And so they had created groups, 4 groups. And then they came to me and said, okay, so you have to conduct bhatti. I said, but I've never done bhatti before. And so, you know, another learning period that had to create something out of nothing. So again, and then there was Rakhi, and all, you know, it wasn't a system to tie, so that each one was given a bag, like you would have seen in the center, a little bag with Rakhi and Toli and everything. So one brother comes to me and he says, sister, nobody's tying Rakhi, so what do we do with this bag? I said, I'll tie it. So then the word got round. And by the end of the thing, like 400 brothers came to tie Rakhi. So there's another service done. Because, you know, that thought, what will I be doing? What will I be doing? You know, because I was going to be taking the first flight back to London. I didn't want to stay. But drama didn't allow it to happen. Because all this service started to happen. And then it was Baba's meeting. And then groups started to come. So that's how I kept myself busy and still keeping myself busy. And I have this few a week here because I hardly come up because everything's happening down in Shantivan with all the groups and the parties that are coming. And all the 5 complex, there's always something happening. There's seminars, there's conference, there's wing programs, there's bhaktis, and so souls are always coming. So it's a free period. There's no Diwali because of respect to Nirvaibhai, that there's no Diwali lights or programs. So I'm staying in Indraprastha. That's where Dadi stayed. And so good opportunity to have yoga. And I put Toli for all of you. Yeah? So it's lovely meeting. Lovely meeting all of you. First I was saying, no, 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 no.